This summer, we're concluding our time focusing on the Eucharist, our time as a diocese and as a nation. The last several years, we've been focusing on the gift that the Eucharist is. And this Feast of Mary is tied to the gift of the Eucharist in that Mary is very much connected with the Eucharist. These holy days of Mary teach us about Mary. They teach us about Jesus. They teach us about the Christian life. And so January 1st, the feast of Mary, the Mother of God, that Mary is the God-bearer. She bore Jesus in her womb. In a sense, Mary became then that first place where the Son of God dwelled in human form. Because of that, because of Mary becoming, in a sense, a tabernacle, Mary was given some gifts. First, the gift of being freed from original sin from the first moment of her conception. Well, we celebrate on December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of Mary. And then the gift at the end of her life, today, the Assumption, that because she did not know sin, her body did not decay when she came to the end of her life, but was assumed into heaven, again, as a gift to honor her role as the bearer of God, that tabernacle of God. Every time we gather for Mass, then, Mary is present, that even though it's Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit that what happens here, the miracle happens, Mary played a role in that, in being so willing to receive that gift of being the Mother of God, of being the place where the Son of God would dwell. And for all these feasts, part of it then goes to us to say, as Mary did, so we're invited to do. And so today we're invited to know that we too are called in some partial way to be that tabernacle of the Son of God. That when we receive the Eucharist this morning, we are bearing Christ within us. That we are given the gift of being freed from our sins through the sacrament of reconciliation. And that if we live a life believing in the Lord and living that love that he calls us to, a sacrificial love, at the end of our lives, we too will be invited into eternal life, into heaven. Let's pray today that Mary may inspire us each and every time we gather for Mass to follow in her footsteps, to be that bearer of Christ, to desire heaven.